Hi, my name is Andy Gonzalez. I am a PM in the Global Developer Experience team, part of the Developer Division in Microsoft. This video is part of the Globalization Training Series here in Channel 9. Today, I'm going to talk about what's new in globalization in the .NET Framework version 4, specifically about the new characteristics and changes to the .NET Framework. I'm going to talk about cultures and how to manage strings, and discuss some of the exceptions and share a set of helpful tips about working with the .NET Framework. So let's get started. So why do we want to talk about globalization in the .NET Framework? Well, information constantly changes due to cultural changes in local markets. For example, a change in a time zone or a change to a calendar. Also, new standards get introduced, like a new currency or a change to a currency. Microsoft is always looking to improve support for different markets, and Microsoft is constantly adding support to new markets on every release. For example, the .NET Framework 4 added support to 151 new cultures. Some examples of these changes include new specific cultures, such as new Serbian cultures that have been added or modified. The old Serbian cultures are renamed to Serbian, Cyrillic, Serbia, and Montenegro, and Serbian Latin, Serbia, and Montenegro to avoid display name collision. Chinese cultures had a few changes to the display name to follow its naming convention language name, and now show as script followed by country slash region name. Other updates include changes to values of the globalization properties such as currency, date and time formats, date and month names, AM and PM designators, and other number of formatting properties. Some calendar data was changed, such as day and month names for many locales, including Arabic cultures. Some of the right-to-left locales had the wrong value for text info dot is right-to-left property and were fixed in this version. Be careful. Do not take internal dependencies on any particular culture. For example, it is best for a globalized application to not have any hard-coded number formats that can differ across multiple countries, or to assume a particular sorting mechanism for strings. One of the main globalization features of the .NET Framework 4 is the ability to provide the most recent information where available. The globalization information retrieval mechanism changes in the .NET Framework 4. When running on Windows 7 and future versions of Windows, the globalization information will be retrieved directly from Windows. When running on pre-Windows 7 releases, such as Vista, XP, Windows Server 2003, and 2008, the globalization information will be retrieved from an internal data store to ensure that your application is not retrieving old data. In addition, on Windows 7 and future releases of Windows, you will see a unified globalization experience for both native Win32 and managed .NET applications. Note, prior to the .NET Framework 4, the NLS tables were always carried and not read from the operating system. This means that the behavior of .NET Framework on pre-Windows 7 platforms matches the behavior of older versions of the .NET Framework 4. In the .NET Framework 4, the behavior of these features was upgraded to be synchronized with Windows 7 to provide the following: a richer linguistic sorting experience, casing capabilities for Chinese, Japanese, and Korean languages, and to fix many issues for other languages. The most important change here is compliance to the Unicode 5.1 standard to support approximately 1,400 characters, such as new symbols, arrows, diacritics, punctuation, mathematical symbols, Chinese, Japanese, and Korean strokes, ideographs, and other numeric characters. Improving in sorting and casing for characters in Latin, Arabic, Greek, Mongolian, Cyrillic, and many others, and added support for new scripts. Note, the .NET Framework 4 guarantees a consistent behavior of string handling operations regardless of the hosting windows, which means consistency for sorting and casing across different versions of Windows. Previous releases of the .NET Framework throw an exception if the application tries to access some of the neutral culture properties. For example, cultureinfo.datetimeformat.firstdayoftheweek property. In the .NET Framework 4, all neutral culture properties return the values which come from the specific culture which is the most dominant for that neutral culture. For example, French neutral locale will retrieve the values of its properties from French France. The cultureinfo.datetimeformat.firstdayoftheweek property would return Monday for French, which maps to the value of French France culture. Some exceptions to this rule are different values from the dominant culture properties, such as language name. A good example is Norwegian. Some properties and methods of neutral cultures will return specific values or specific cultures instead of neutral cultures. For example, keyboard layout ID property and get console fallback UI culture method in the culture info class. Helpful tips. On Windows 7 and the .NET Framework 4, changes made by the NLS team immediately go into effect into your application without making any updates to the .NET Framework. Because of the ever-changing world, the globalization information is subject to change at any time. Developers should not expect the values of globalization properties to persist between releases, or even for the same release of the .NET Framework. The properties of the Windows-only cultures, which were supported since the .NET Framework 2.0, could have different values when running on different versions of Windows. Culture name is the most stable property of the culture information and is expected to remain stable in future releases. Other properties could change at any time according to the standard or in-country changes. For example, display name could change, and so applications should not take any dependency on the spelling of the display name or any other textual or numerical data. Applications should use string comparison methods that accept compare options of value to specify the kind of comparison expected. As a general rule, use of linguistic options using the current culture for string comparison, except for security comparisons that should specify ordinal or ordinal ignore case. The .NET Framework 2.0 to 3.5 sorting and casing behavior is not recommended practice unless applications have mitigation plans for any sorting and casing behavioral change. Examples of those application scenarios include creating database indexes and storing sort keys. To avoid the risk of breaking applications by losing data or getting failures, use the sorting and casing behavior of the .NET Framework 2.0 to 3.5 if your applications have dependencies to this behavior. When you register a replacement culture by using the Culture and Region Info Builder class, the overwritten information from the custom culture is not available immediately to the process that created the custom culture. Alternate sort orders provide more than one sort behavior for some cultures. For example, the German Germany culture has a dictionary sort order as the default behavior and supports the phone book sort as an alternate sort order. Another example is the simplified Chinese culture that supports sort by pronunciation as the default behavior and sort by stroke count as the alternate sort order. To specify the alternate sort order, you can create a culture info object using the LCID or the name of the alternate sort order. This concludes the video training for the .NET Framework 4. Don't forget to watch other presentations from the GDX team about globalization topics in Channel 9. And also visit our team blog at http://blogs.msdn.com/global_developer. Thank you.